This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Ask the Expert, WCHS, the voice of Charleston. It is Tuesday morning. I'm Dale Cooper. In studio with me this morning is Dr. Stephen Garib from Garib Dental Group. Dr. Stephen, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, not too bad, Dale. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate you coming in, sharing your expertise as always this morning. A little better Tuesday than it was a Monday. It was kind of rainy yesterday and a little chilly.
Yeah, it was so, kind of a downer after such a nice weekend and then kind of come into Monday after kind of dreary.
But they got it right. I've been complaining on my Monday show recently is that it seems like for the longest time, Saturday and Sunday was raining, and then Monday would be beautiful. So
that's
at least
right.
It was going to
rain. About that.
Exactly. Let Monday rain and give me the nice weekend. So I was okay with that. Yeah, it's going to be a nice day today, though, from what it appears. It's going to be partly cloudy, partly sunny at different places, and high in the mid-70s or something. So it's going to be a nice day today.
Yeah.
Haven't had many of those 70 days. It's been like 50 or 80, you know?
Well, yeah, you know, and this weekend I went with my wife and kids up to where her parents are, my in-laws up in Buchanan, went to the Strawberry Festival, which is, you know, always a great time.
Oh,
and it was
great because
with COVID, it was such a hiatus from it, you know. I had to cancel it for a couple of years and whatnot. So we were happy to get back into it, but the forecast said it was going to be like 93 degrees, and, you know, we're like, man, we can't have the kids out. It's going to be so hot. But fortunately, we found some shade under a tree during the parade, and didn't get up above 88 or so, nice breeze blowing. So, yeah, it was a great weekend, great weather weekend. We're very appreciative.
On one of those first hot days, I took my daughter to a playground. And we built her a swing set and a slide at the house this weekend. So that's good for the future.
Yeah, that was a bit of a project.
Yeah, the house looks like a kid's house now. You know, it's got the soccer net outside and it's got the slide in the swings. But previous to that, I'd taken her to a park near my house on one of the first really hot days, and she was just like, "Daddy, let's go to the playground. Daddy, let's go to the playground." All right, baby, let's go to the playground. So we go to the playground. She gets up on the slide. And it's a metal slide.
Oh, it's,
and it's really hot.
Searing hot.
And she's up there for 1 second. She's like, "Let's go home."
Like, I'm done.
That's it. She wouldn't even come down the slide.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was done. Luckily, her slide at home is a plastic, and it stays cool. So
nice. Yeah.
At least for a few years, that's going to treat her pretty well. If you have any questions this morning about dental hygiene, of course, you can give us a call. We have some other things we're going to talk about this morning, but all kinds of great topics with Stephen Garib from Garib Dental Group. You can find out more information online, GaribDentalGroup.com. That's GaribDentalGroup.com, GHAREEB, DentalGroup.com. Also, the phone number is 1-800-GREAT-CARE. 1-800-GREAT-CARE will take you to the closest location to you, Poca, South Charleston, Cross Lane, St. Albans, Taze Valley, and Kanawha City. All kinds of Garib Dental Groups out there that will be a convenient location to wherever you're located in the Kanawha Valley. One of the things that we're going to talk about this morning, and this is one of the, I know one of the things that Garib Dental Group gets behind very strongly every year, and that's the RAM event that's coming up. I didn't look up the acronym, so you can define it for me.
I get it confused sometimes. It's remote area medical.
There we go. I remember looking it up last year. That's right. So explain a little bit to the folks out here, because this is a charitable event that Garib Dental Group participates in. So I know it's something that's in your guys' heart, but exactly what is the RAM event?
So RAM is an association that has been around for quite some time. They do clinics, medical, dental, vision clinics, health clinics that they set up all over the world, really. And it's a charitable type of event where they open it up, and to anyone that comes in, they're going to treat them. And there's it's no charge, and the main issue is trying to get people out of pain and discomfort as far as the dental side goes, and treating any medical issues that have gone untreated because of access to care or people not being able to schedule and get things treated in a normal. Normally, I suppose. But anyhow, it's here in West Virginia. It really came in to our region after the floods a number of years ago. And there were so many.
The 2016 floods?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so there were such a number of people that were displaced, and we weren't able to get proper medical care. And so I recall there are some folks in dentistry and through West Virginia Health Right and in the legislature. I can't I'm not going to start naming names, I'll forget, but nonetheless, they called on to called up this RAM organization and said, hey, you know, we have a need here. And they ended up coming, and it was such a huge turnout and such a big success as far as what they're trying to accomplish that now it's become an annual thing. It was thought maybe it would just be that one time, but the need is there. So people drive in from all over the place. They come in, they camp out at night and stay over, you know, in their cars. And it's a big help to our community and the all the surrounding communities, really. So that's something that we at Gareeb Dental Group, we've from the beginning have been very heavily involved with, largely due to our involvement with West Virginia Health Right. They know they can call on us, and we'll help help staff the dental aspect of the clinic.
So for folks out there that maybe you're in a situation where you may need some care, or maybe you know someone, and in this day and age, it's often to find somebody that doesn't have access to care, doesn't have clear access to care, or needs some help in some way, shape, or form. But if someone wants to take advantage of the services at the event, do they need to pre-register? Can they just show up? How does that work?
Yeah, so I would encourage everyone, anyone that wants more information on it, I'm bringing that up now. It's ramusa.org, ramusa.org. That's the website there that gives you all the information. This event's coming up here in Charleston. It's going to be held at the Bible Center School right across from the Kroger there at Ashton Place here on 119. And that's going to be Saturday, June the 4th, and Sunday, June the 5th. Now, please check that out. I mean, it's designed so that you can walk up. But they also limit the number of people, because if it gets too many, they hand out tickets, allows the proper number of people to be treated according to the proper number of providers that we have on staff. So you may want to log on to that website, see what they have to say there about if there's any pre-registering. I'd encourage that, because especially in the dental aspect, those are the tickets that go the quickest, really, from what we've found in the past that. Patients show up, but they sometimes run out of tickets for them to be used. And many of the patients know this clinic is coming around, and they come the day before, and they'll stay through the night to be sure to get them. And they stop passing out those passes at a certain time. So, look on the website, get all the information there. But again, it's June the 4th and 5th. At Bible Center, and we're very grateful to the Bible Center School and Church for helping provide that space. They've done that each year, and it's worked out really well there in the gymnasium that they have set up, basically make it a portable dental clinic in the gymnasium, and then they also use all the other rooms within the facility as well. So it's quite an event.
That's really something else. And so that website, again, is ramusa.org. That's ramusa.org. The email address, it looks like you can reach out to specifically if you want to make an appointment. It's telehealth, T-E-L-E, telehealth at ramusa.org, telehealth at ramusa.org. That's for more questions. And they do recommend that you can contact that email for more information. Appointments are first come, first serve, or by appointment, so you just want to contact to make sure that you know what's going on with that. You know, this is something that and I've visited other countries where dental health is something that you see people with worse dental hygiene. You see it here in pockets of rural areas or where there's not medical health or something like that. And the thing that sometimes I can't bend my mind around, and you and I talk all the time, I listen to these weird like history podcasts that go into like the history of dentistry or, you know, different things like that or different medical things. I have a hard time imagining a day, you know, a few hundred years ago or whenever it might have been, when you had some major issue with your tooth where there was like an infection or an abscess, one of these super painful things, you know, like I had where you needed a root canal to go in and do things, and there was no real relief, you know, where you're like chewing on plants or you were maybe taking opium or something.
Oh,
but there was really no actual like long-term relief other than maybe taking out the tooth and then hoping you didn't get an infection or the infection didn't stay or something. But then to think that there's people today that actually still deal with those things in a very similar kind of way. They don't have access to care. They have some sort of abscess or some sort of huge pain that's in their mouth, and they can't afford to get it taken care of. They don't have insurance. That's a huge issue. And to help those people is really amazing.
Yeah, and that's what's dangerous and difficult about dental pain and tooth pain is that you have a toothache, and it's really bad. And patients say all the time it's the worst pain they've ever had. Women say it's worse than childbirth and labor and all of this. So it's we know that it's a very high pain situation. However, it can go away pretty quickly if your body somehow regulates that, finds a way to release the infection. So then it can sit there, and there are many times, equally as many times, or if more, not more often, that patients come in and I'm like, is that tooth not hurting you? How is that not bothering you?
Oh.
And they say, wow, you know, it hurt for a little bit, but now it's okay.
Like it got to the point where it was so bad it wouldn't even hurt.
Yeah, well, yeah, but what happens is the body regulates it. There's a, it's like a, there's a pocket of infection, and then there's a way that it honestly drains somehow. And then it releases that pressure, and your body kind of regulates it. Now, underneath the bone, the destruction is still going.
Oof.
You know, and it can get really bad, and it can be life-threatening. But that's where it can become so dangerous because patients think, oh, it's, you know, it's not that, it's the pain's gone away, the problem must be gone. And that's a really bad place to be because, no, it actually means that the problem's still there and you've just stopped feeling it and the destruction is going on and on. So that's why patients, when they come in to these events, even if they don't have active pain, they come in, we get a good screening on them and say, okay, we got to take care of X, Y, and Z, or you're going to be in a lot of pain next week, you know, let's say. So,
man, I never thought about it that way, but how much worse is that if you're to the point where you no longer feel the pain acutely, and so you're just kind of letting it go all the time, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Oh, that, yeah.
I mean, that's terrible.
I mean, yeah, that's why we take these x-rays that we take. Oh, we don't need any x-rays. Yeah, there's no problems. Well, we take x-rays and find out, holy moly, there's a huge pocket of infection under this tooth that we never knew about because it's not hurting you. And so pain isn't always the telltale sign that there's an issue. That's why we've got to do proper screenings. We've got to do testing on these teeth to make sure that there's nothing hiding underneath there.
And as far as the community health issue goes, or initiative goes, good dental hygiene is really kind of a leading, as we've come to find out in the previous decades leading up to now, dental hygiene is one of the leading sources that you can have. If you maintain good dental hygiene, that helps you in a lot of ways, because we found bacteria can find its way into the body in different ways, and not just affect your mouth, but it can affect different things that can ruin your health holistically. So taking care of your dental hygiene first and foremost is really important for a whole body health.
Of course, yeah, that's a great point as well. And when there is an underlying infection that you may not realize is there, it can drain your body. I mean, it can drain your energy. There are multiple times patients come in and, you know, they're very grateful once we get some bad teeth out that they may or may not had, they may or may not have had any idea were bothering them or were in such bad case shape. They say, you know, wow, you know, my energy level's gone up. I just don't feel down all the time, or, you know, multiple things that changes their overall health, like you're saying. And let's say, yeah, there was an active infection that's not there anymore. So your body knows that.
It reminds me a little bit of several years ago. I had a kidney infection. I didn't know it was a kidney infection at the time. It was a relatively low-grade kidney infection. But I started getting like a lot of lower back pain at the end of the day. I thought for the longest time it was just fatigue or something, like, oh, my back hurts, I'm just getting tired. But then it got worse and worse and worse. Finally went to go see a doctor. They said there might be something wrong with your kidneys. And it was an infection. Some antibiotics pretty much cleared it up in a few days. But I had noticed that after I started taking the antibiotics and it started getting rid of the pain, that I must have been dealing with this a lot longer than what I thought, and the pain must have been a lot more than what I – but it was such a gradual, slow thing that I regulated it. I figured out a way to deal with the pain.
Adapt, yeah.
Once that the antibiotics kicked in and that actually took the pain away, like, I couldn't believe how much better I felt. I was like, wow, that was really affecting me. I had no idea how much that was limiting my movement, making me uncomfortable at the end of the day, keeping me from sleeping well. And I mean, there was a lot of low-grade aching that was causing me that I had no idea that it was affecting my life as much as it could, because I learned to adapt with it. I could just imagine folks with problems with their teeth, you know, similar types of things. You could have ongoing infections, different things going on in there, and you've just learned to live with it.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
No, it's not. And then there's pain masking that's involved with that, too, that, like you say, you know, you have this thing that's gradually crept up. Okay, my back's killing me. And then you get that taken care of. Well, you may have had another pain somewhere else that was less that now is showing up. And we see that in teeth all the time.
Right.
You've probably heard stories. Oh, I went to the dentist. They took out the wrong tooth, you know, or something. Well, many times what happens is you take out the tooth that's hurting at the moment, but really the tooth beside of it is in equally bad shape.
Next man up, right?
And so that just happened at West Virginia, at HealthRight, to me. Last Friday or Friday before last, when I was volunteering, the there was a patient came in and there was top left tooth, and he said, that's the one. I was like, you sure it's not the one behind it? You know, we tested. He's like, no, that's the one. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now that I'm going to take out this tooth, and this evening or tomorrow, the one behind it is probably going to start hurting. And so he's like, okay, no, just take out this one tooth. So I took out the tooth. Well, he walks away down the hall. And like 15 minutes later, he comes back. He's like, okay, that other tooth's hurting. Can I get that one out?
Oh, my goodness gracious. That quick.
Right. It can happen that quickly. You take out one problem, and the other one, another one that's kind of festering shows up. And fortunately got it out for the guy. And he was like, yeah, I don't want to go through this whole weekend. So I was glad to help him with that.
We're talking about the remote area medical, which is coming into Charleston at the Bible Center School on June 4th and 5th. That is on June 4th and 5th. But you did mention that you volunteer often at HealthRight, and that's something else that the Grebe Dental Group does. So there is an option for folks around here. If they have a dental emergency, they need to see someone. There is other options potentially that you can go to using HealthRight if you have an emergent situation.
And that's something I do want to be sure to put out there, that we're very fortunate in the state of West Virginia that we have a lot of benefits that are provided, dental benefits that are provided through government assistance and different avenues that we can take advantage of whenever anyone needs those. And West Virginia HealthRight is there. It's designed to really help patients that fall through the cracks, that may not have full dental insurance coverage or may not have any dental insurance coverage, but they don't qualify for a state-funded program, let's say. So you have HealthRight that helps everyone falling through the cracks, and then for really everybody else that may not have dental insurance, they generally can qualify for a government program to help them. And many dentists take that. Here at Grebe Dental Group, we take many different versions of insurance and assistance. So we definitely want to take down any obstacles for patients that they think they can't receive treatment. And frankly, in West Virginia, if you're anywhere around Charleston, I think most of those barriers are pretty well eliminated. So it just takes a little digging to figure out exactly what you qualify for. So that's, like I say all the time, we're trying to raise the dental IQ of everyone listening, that we want to be sure that everyone knows out there that there are options. But at the last resort, really a lot of people come to this event that we're talking about that aren't from the Charleston area.
Right.
They come from all over and drive, for hours at a time to get here. But this event is also there for patients that, it's come down to that weekend and you don't have any easy way to get something taken care of. We're there to help you out. So there are options out there. And just look, yeah.
One of the things, and you could do somebody a huge benefit if you're listening to this program and you hear about these things. Maybe you don't have an immediate benefit for something because you have your dental insurance or something along those lines. But what I've come to find out, and after talking to listeners and then just over years of doing these types of programs, is there's advocates for certain socioeconomic status on the lower end, like in poverty stuff. You have advocates, people that you work with all the time. And there's obviously people that are higher up the economic scale who already have insurance or something like that, or they have access to a working environment that points them in the right direction of resources. There's kind of a gap in like the working poor or something almost, where they don't have as strong of an advocacy on the end as the destitute, and they don't work at the same type of places as somebody that's maybe a little bit more approaching middle class. And so there's a huge knowledge gap with stuff like this. I've talked to people directly that had no idea that HealthRight even existed. They weren't homeless or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't upper middle class. They were somewhere in the middle, and they just didn't know that it was even an option out there. They didn't have insurance through their employer, but they worked all the time. What? There's a HealthRight? What does that do? Does that mean I can get help? Yes, you could get help.
For sure.
And
yeah.
Sometimes I think there's just this knowledge gap between people that struggle every day and they work super hard, but they don't have those social workers they're always in contact with or different people that are pointing them in the right direction. And so then they find out about services like that, and it's almost like a miracle to them. They're like, what, really? This seriously exists? And those are the people I think sometimes it's hard to reach.
Yeah, it sure is. And that's why you want to get that message out there, that when you feel like there aren't options available, there probably are. In where we are, where we're living here, just got to dig a little bit, call places like HealthRight. See, sometimes patients don't realize they qualify for certain government assistance programs because they're not all the same. There are different levels that you can qualify for. And so even if you make a decent income, you could qualify for some because, they recognize that, you make a decent living, but it's not It's also very difficult to afford proper medical care many times at those rates as well. So that's where we've got to just look a little bit further.
Dr. Stephen Garib is here from Garib Dental Group. And give us a call at 304-345-5858, 304-345-5858. You can also find out more information online to GaribDentalGroup.com. Jim has called in this morning. He has a question for Dr. Garib. Jim, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Just fine, Coop. How are you?
Man, I'm doing okay, Jim. Thanks for calling in and listening today.
Dr. Garib, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jim. How about yourself, brother?
Oh, I'm fine. I am 67 years old, and I still have my wisdom teeth. Now, what are the purpose of the wisdom teeth, and how did they get that name?
Yes, that is a good question, and it's all – I don't have the exact answer that's well documented as why they are called wisdom teeth. But the common thread, the common thinking, is that these wisdom teeth traditionally show up once you get into adulthood because, like, they can erupt if you don't have them extracted. Then once they come through, they don't come through until a little bit later in life compared to the other teeth. So of that age, you should have a certain amount of wisdom. That's anecdotally what people say. That's why they've been called wisdom teeth. Now, what problem would they cause you? Probably not much at this age, unless they are actively erupting and causing pain around the gums or pockets around the gums that can allow bacteria and infection to get in there. But generally, if you've been able to hold on to your wisdom teeth that long, there's shouldn't be too much of an issue. Many times for a lot of adolescents and young people around the age, let's say 16 up to 21, we recommend to have those wisdom teeth out to prevent future problems, to prevent further crowding of teeth, to prevent potential cyst formation around those wisdom teeth, because wisdom teeth are kind of the jokers in the mouth. You just never know what's going to happen with them. So that's where a lot of times it's better to get them out of there and eliminate the problem for any potential future issues than to let them hang around, especially when you're young and healthy and can heal very quickly from those procedures. Now, again, adults with wisdom teeth, that's where you take a real hard look at things to say, you know, if there's not a problem, I'd likely just leave them in there. But if there's something that's slanting towards not looking so hot, then that's where we keep really good check up on those wisdom teeth every time we take those x-rays when you're in the office, and we're taking the panoramic film that goes around your head, shows all the teeth, shows those wisdom teeth really well. That way we can keep a close eye on those. So unless you're having an active problem, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But of course, I want to recommend that you are under routine dental care with regular x-ray evaluation of those wisdom teeth.
Well, I have some dental work that I need to get done, and I'm sorry to say the insurance that I have, your group is not in that plan, so I have to go somewhere else, but that's why I haven't been back into the office. But, Coop, I'll give Dr. Garib a shout-out and tell you that that South Charleston office has the most beautiful view from the window with the deer on the hill and the different things. But it's a great place to get the attention that you need.
Well, Jim, I appreciate that. We try to make a little dental sanctuary back there. You know, it's not everyone's favorite thing coming to the dentist, but try to make it as enjoyable as possible. But I appreciate you calling in and asking about that. And also, related to insurance issues, if in our offices, because we have so many offices, we do have one that traditionally that's likely going to be participating with certain insurances. So if you give us a call and help us, we can help direct you to the one that can best serve you as far as that goes. But yeah, we're very thankful for your calling in on that.
All right. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you very much. That leaves the phone line open for you at 304-345-5858, 345-5858. Wrapping up the discussion on RAM, unless you have a question about it you want to call in this morning, I did want to just read this little bit of a notice from the webpage. So, again, this is ramusa.org. Patient parking lot will open no later than 11:59 p.m. on midnight local time on Friday night, June 3rd, and remain open. As patients arrive at the parking lot, they will be provided with additional information regarding the clinic opening process and the next steps. Clinic doors typically open at 6 6 a.m. The clinic is in collaboration with West Virginia Health Right. Patients should be prepared with their own food, water, and medicines and clothing when arriving early. Bathrooms will be provided. Medical attention will be given to anyone that shows up. However, you should make a choice between dental and vision if it comes down to if you're there for one of those two things. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to show up early, like Dr. Grebe suggested, a lot of people do. They stay up early and they camp out overnight so they could go see. Bring your own food. Yep. So you want to make sure that you're well prepared for as far as that goes. Let us go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back. We have plenty more to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about partials. Maybe yours doesn't fit quite well. What can you do about that? What is a partial? We're going to find out about that and more when we come back. You're listening to Ask the Expert this morning with Dr. Stephen Grebe. I'm Dale Cooper on 580 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
Walker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hurricane is remodeling. Now, that doesn't mean they aren't still making friends buying and selling cars. That just means that things may look a little different off the Hurricane exit of I-64. Now, while they're remodeling, you'll still find the faces that you know and trust at Walker, and you'll still find some great deals on Jeep Wranglers, Ram trucks, and a whole lot more. Now, you know, Gene and Ryan built their business the old-fashioned way, by making friends. There are no gimmicks or games in Walker, just honest, fair deals. And don't forget, Walker is still buying cars too. If you got a vehicle to sell, bring it to Walker. They'll give you top dollar for your car, even if you plan to buy somewhere else. And while all this remodeling is going on, don't be surprised if they aren't eager to move some of this inventory to make room for some construction equipment. The remodeling sale is on at Walker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Take the short 20-minute drive from Charleston or Huntington to Walker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Hurricane exit of I-64. Walker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Making friends one deal at a time.
Brought to you by City National Bank, where you can turn your dreams into reality with a home equity line of credit. For a convenient location near you, log on to bankatcity.com.
You'll be tapping brakes on I-64 westbound. We've got a two-vehicle accident on the Nitro St. Albans Interstate Bridge. Traffic is already backed up and very congested in that area, so you may want to consider an alternate route. We also have a disabled vehicle, I-64 east, mile marker 42 between the Winfield Exchange and St. Albans, and a tree in the roadway, I-64 east on the Institute entrance ramp. Again, that's eastbound. From the WCHS Network Traffic Studio, I'm Jenny Murray.
You're listening to 580 WCHS. This is Ask the Expert. I'm Dale Cooper. Dr. Stephen Grebe is in studio with me this morning. We're taking your phone calls at 304-345-5858, 304-345-5858. Any questions you have about dental hygiene, continuing care? Maybe you have a problem that you've been either reluctant to get taken care of, or maybe you weren't sure if there was an efficient way to get it taken care of. Well, Dr. Grebe can help you out in a lot of those ways. You can give us a call this morning at 304-345-5858, 345-5858. You can also find more information on line. It's GrebeDentalGroup.com, G-H-A-R-E-E-B, GrebeDentalGroup.com. And their phone number is 1-800-GREAT-CARE. There's different locations in Poca, South Charleston, Cross Lanes, St. Albans, Taze Valley, and Canal City. So wherever you are, there is a Grebe Dental Group near you to help you out with any of the dental issues that you might have. I'm going to have a continuing discussion this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about partials. And it could be a complicated, first of all, let's explain what a partial is. If somebody is told that they need a partial, or if you're talking to somebody in conversation and they say they have a partial, what does that mean?
Yeah, so great question. Partials, people call them removable bridges sometimes. They're partials is short for partial denture. So it's not a full denture. Basically means you have some teeth, and then we have a removable appliance that comes in and out that snaps around your other teeth and restores the missing teeth. So you're missing some teeth, we replace it with this partial denture. Now, partials have a good and a bad rap. You know, they're a lot better than dentures because you have other teeth to hold on to. So that appliance, in theory, holds around the other teeth very well and gives you some stability. But patients many times expect a little too much from partials. Hmm. You know, partials just don't fully restore the missing teeth because it's a movable appliance. And basically some patients get along really well with them. Other patients want to throw them out. They can't stand them. And so I've had a few patients come in recently that fall more toward that other category. They've come in, either they've had a partial for a long time, they've been elsewhere, they come in, someone made me this partial, it doesn't fit very well, I had this partial made here, and we're doing the best we can, but I want something better? What can we do to make this thing better? So that's where I have these. There's a lot of different options at that point. So if it's a poorly, if it's an older partial, or it's poorly made, or just doesn't fit well, we can always try a new one, and try to hold things in a little bit better, try to make it tighter around the other teeth. But also there's some physical and mathematical limitations, really. Sometimes whenever you have, let's say you only have your front six teeth on the top and you're missing all of your back teeth. Well, a partial can hold around those front six teeth, but they're holding way up in the front. And the back, where you don't have anything to hold on to, it's inevitably going to move. You can't do anything to keep that from moving. You could put a little bit of denture adhesive in it to try to stick things up there a little bit better for, you know, a limited period of time. But those patients many times are the most frustrated because they say, you know, I've got other teeth and this partial should hold on to them, but they're just physical limitations. You just have this technically a lever arm that's gonna move. So in those situations, what we can do, we can have different options. Again, make a new partial, try to make it fit a little bit better, or we can start talking about dental implants again, like we talk about many times. But patients many times don't think of dental implants being used to hold a partial in. You think about implants and fixing all of your teeth. But if you have a partial, or if you're going to have a new partial made, and you can put one implant on each side further toward the back of someone's mouth when they don't have teeth back there, we can create little snaps, kind of like the snap on an old pair of jeans, you know, that snaps in there. You can, so therefore, you can have a solid stop in the back for that partial that holds on to your teeth in the front and snaps on to the implants in the back. And that is a huge game changer for someone in that situation. So that's one really good option for patients that don't think they have any other choice or any other option. And then once you start talking about that, the logical question is, okay, well, if we put in an implant back there on each side, what if we put in maybe one more implant on each side and make a bridge? Now, a bridge or a fixed partial denture, where before we were talking about a removable partial denture, the bridge is one that doesn't come out. So we can make a bridge when you don't have any teeth in the back, put an implant towards the front right behind your last natural tooth, and then go a couple teeth back and put an implant in. And now you have two kind of piers there that you can then attach a fixed bridge to. And then you take away that partial and throw it out. You don't have to have anything that comes in and out or that moves around. So that's where you start having the conversation of what other options do we have at that point to, and then I tell patients it depends your goals. Are you trying to get rid of the partial and get it so you don't have anything that's removable anymore? Or are you okay with the partial, just want it to fit a bit better? So those are some questions that need to be asked.
Yeah, I could imagine, and again, it's like oftentimes things that we talk about nuanced here that a layperson wouldn't think about. But I guess with like dentures, the fit for a dentures is basically what it is. You take the measurements, and if you have no teeth up there, you know, you have adhesive on it, your dentures go in your mouth, and sure, people will have fit issues sometimes or whatever, but I imagine threading the needle on something like that is much less difficult than somebody that has a span of teeth that are somehow still remaining in their mouth, and you're trying to create something to go around those and to fit well. And so they're looking for like their bite to be good. They're looking for it not to be loose where they're not feeling it move around like you talked about. It's a little bit more difficult of a lift, I would imagine.
It is, and it really comes down to a really skilled lab technician to help you make that partial the right way. But no matter how tight you make it, or there's always just going to be a little bit of movement. And that's, again, what are the patient's goals? What are their expectations? Are they looking for something that's rock solid, that's going to feel like a real natural replacement to the natural teeth? Or are they understanding that, okay, I know this is a prosthesis, this is an appliance, this is something that I'm going to put in my mouth that isn't natural, but it's going to help me and it's going to function and I can tolerate it and handle it. But some patients can, some patients can't. So then if they cannot, or if they don't, or if they desire something a lot more stable, then putting in one or two implants just as an additional snap to that partial can really do a world of good for them.
Man, if you know, you know. I have a feeling if you're somebody out there that's dealt with this problem, had a loved one that dealt with this problem, or it's an ongoing issue that you've been dealing with, this is really making a lot of sense to you right now.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you're like, oh, okay, or I had that done, or oh, I can get that done. So that's a great opportunity if this is something. You can call in still. We have a couple minutes left. If you have a question you want to ask Dr. Grieb, you're more than welcome to do that. You might also want to just call in and make an appointment. Maybe you can get this looked at. Because and the nice thing, and we're going to talk about expanding technology and evolving technology, Dr. Grieb and the offices are always kind of on the cutting edge of those things that that you get education on. But these procedures to help with things like partials and things like that, you don't know until you know. You know, you, if it's been a while since you've been back, or you went to a dentist that didn't have quite the capability or the ability, technologically speaking, you don't know until you try. So it might be a good opportunity to give the Grieb Dental Group a call. You can do so at 1-800-GREAT-CARE. That's 1-800-GREAT-CARE to get to Poca South Charleston, Cross Lane, St. Albans, Taze Valley, or Canal City. You can also go to the website, which is GriebDentalGroup.com. GriebDentalGroup.com. Just a couple minutes left in the program today, and you always tease me with some kind of with new technology, and so I got to ask you about this ability for dental prototype fabrications to be test driven by your patients.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
So that's pretty cool too. Something that we've had we had a continuing education course. President of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry come in a month or two ago, and we got trained on a new way to make dental temporaries, basically. And now switching to calling them prototypes. They're really a model of where we want to go. So it's made out of a plastic material. So let's back up for a second. Let's say that someone comes in and we're going to work on their front six teeth to make them the shape and the color that they've always wanted. So we're going to do something like veneers or crowns on their teeth. So what we can do, we work with our lab and we have a model made that is the prototype of what it's going to end up being. So with all the right shapes and all the designs of the teeth themselves, and then we have a, we call it a matrix. It's like an impression of that prototype that once I'm done working on the front teeth, then I can place that in there with the material that we have that's kind of a plastic material that sets up in their mouth. And whenever I'm done working with it, it's the same shape as the final teeth are going to be.
Mm.
So that's been a big problem in the past. And even these prototypes, they aren't a perfect representation of what the finals will be. They aren't as lifelike. They aren't the exact same color, let's say, just because the material is different and it transmits light a little bit differently. But in the past, many times we would put patients back into a temporary that was a model based on the teeth that they came in with.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd just be recreating what they came in with, and then the lab would make their teeth look nice, and then we put them in. But if we put them in and they're like, you know, that's not the shape I was looking for, then we're all kind of back to square one, you know? So this is the idea of let's figure out where we're going before we get there. So now we prepare the teeth and we put in a temporary material that is shaped like the finals that we're expecting to put in later. And then at that point, the patients can say, you know, I like this right now. At the time in the chair, they can tell me, oh, I like how this looks. I don't like how this looks. I expected it to be this way or that way. But not only that, but when they go home, they can talk to their family and friends and say, you know, what are you noticing here? Is there anything that, that they're like, oh, you know, you come home and your husband says, well, what'd you do? You know, or why?
Right.
What did you do?
Right.
What's good?
Right.
You know,
right. So, yeah. It all depends on how it's said. Right.
Exactly right. So that's where we want to be sure to have the best outcome for the patient and for, you know, the practitioner as well. So it allows them to really kind of test drive the final product.
It's really a brilliant thing to do because, I mean, you can take back your clothes, you know, if you take them home and if they don't fit, and that's not that huge of investment. It's nice to have something that you're making an investment in, that's something that's going to be with you for quite some time, to have that opportunity to be like, okay, we need to fine tune just a couple things. That's
for
not
sure.
a bad thing.
And so that, and once the, because when we bring the patient back and put in the finals, then there's no taking those out.
Right,
so
right,
it's
right.
The temporaries, we got to figure that out.
But it's such a great process. If any of this is something that you need to take a look at, or you just need to get back on your dental hygiene schedule, or you have any other questions at all, you can give Grieb Dental Group a call. It's 1-800-GREAT-CARE. 1-800-GREAT-CARE, they'll take you to Poca, South Charleston, Cross Lanes, St. Albans, Taze Valley, or Canal City. Online, it's GriebDentalGroup.com. That's GriebDentalGroup.com, G-H-A-R-E-E-B, DentalGroup.com. Dr. Grieb, thank you so much for your time. As always, expertise. Don't forget the RAM event that's coming up on June 3rd and 4th. You can go to ramusa.org for more information on that.
4th and 5th.
Or 4th and 5th. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That weekend.
Yeah, that weekend.
ramusa.org.
Have a great day, everyone.
5 Cross Lane on WVRC Media Station. We're proud to live here, too.
From ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Primary day in several states across the country with former President Trump's endorsements in Georgia and Texas threatening to sway those races.
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush, the last member of his famous family still holding an elective office, is challenging Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in the Republican primary runoff. Despite Donald Trump's criticism of the Bush family, Bush campaign ads sing Trump's praises.
Under the leadership of President Trump, our country was strong and vibrant again.
But Trump endorsed incumbent Texas AG Ken Paxton, who led George P. Bush 41-35% in a recent Dallas Morning News poll. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Monkeypox.